All right, it's your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan with me. I'm going to talk as fast as I can because Kate's on the phone and her phone's about ready to die. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
You didn't charge it overnight so I could talk to you?
I thought it was, and I came out with the doggie this morning. I'm still out with the doggie because we're on a birthday week for her, and she's 8 years old yesterday.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah. So she's been received. She had a big steak last night. Not a big one, but sirloin tip, no less. Cooked very tenderly on the grill, and she enjoyed that as her birthday dinner.
Oh, that's funny.
And I told her, yeah, I told her tonight I would take her for ice cream.
That's funny. So, we don't do that. We don't do the ice cream much. We'll do like chicken if it's left over, or some beef if it's left over. Do you feed her table scraps or not?
Not much, no. Yeah. It was a real treat. Yeah, it was a real treat for her to have sirloin tip. And I put it on the grill for a very short time and then cut it up and put it in her kibble. She's still got kibble. But I also have, and let me give a shout out to one of our clients, Agway. He has dog food products out there that are wonderful. One's called Nulo, and they package beef broth for doggies. And so I had gotten a packet of that to put in with her sirloin tip and her kibble. And, boy, there wasn't one morsel left. So shout out to Agway for all their wonderful dog foods for all made in the USA.
Yeah, yeah. We did get to talk to him a couple weeks ago. So are you a griller? Do you like to grill?
I love to grill because there's never a mess to clean up, just aluminum foil.
See, and that's interesting because my husband and I are not big grillers. We love to eat when people cook on the grill, but for us to actually go grill, neither one of us are a big fan. I don't know if it's because we can't do it well or if it's we feel like it's a big setup, you know, or like, you know, do you have the charcoal? Do you have what you need? Do you have the propane? Do you have, you know, all of that set up? I don't know. We just don't grill much.
Yeah, well, if I can put it on the grill, that's where it's going.
Yeah, yeah.
And that includes, yeah, sometimes it's just vegetables. We make a big, with peppers and onions and tomatoes and zucchini, just make a great big pile of vegetables with olive oil and put that on the grill. And, oh, it's wonderful.
My son has taken up grilling. He's learned it from my dad, and my dad's a good griller. And it's funny because when we go to their house, my son's the one who says, okay, let's get the hamburgers. I'm like, well, you've got to learn chicken or something because we can't just always have hamburgers. Learn some steak. Learn some something.
Yeah. So although, there's nothing better than a hamburger from a grill.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Have you done the corn yet? We don't do corn on the grill, but we'll do, you know, a hot corn. We'll boil the corn. Have you done corn this year yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we do corn on the grill, too.
Do you?
We soak it down and then throw it on the grill. But it's because you leave it in the husk, it's very iffy then when you take it off the grill and try to husk it.
Yeah.
So lately I've been putting it in the house on the steamer.
Yeah.
So,
you know, since we're talking food, because it's fun to talk food, and I only have a couple minutes left with you, today we're talking with a gentleman who wrote a book about fair foods. And since we're not having the fair farm show this year, what food are you going to miss from either the farm show or the fair this year?
French fries with vinegar.
Oh, okay.
I love French fries with vinegar, but only from the fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the farm show, or, yeah.
Yeah, I we would go, if you say just four, you know, if you're going up for dinner, and of course, you know, we're not having them this year, but I would go for the funnel cakes, but I would go traditional funnel cakes for quite some time. But then in the past couple years, we started into, like, all the goodies on top, like the Snicker bars or the Reese's Pieces. Or the chocolate drizzle and all of that. I love those.
I love funnel cakes, too. But the French fries with vinegar is usually my my go-to food.
That's the go-to food. Is there something you haven't tried yet? I don't think I remembered. I don't recall trying like a deep fried Snickers or deep fried. I think I did the deep fried Oreos one time. But is there something you haven't tried yet?
Yeah, I don't try any of those. And I did try. I have tried the veggies, the deep fried veggies with vinegar. But nothing beats the French fries with vinegar. And a week or so ago, as a matter of fact, when my daughter was home, she said to her brother, he said, so, you know, we want to see you, blah, blah, blah. She said, okay, go get the food from one of the concessions out at the farm show grounds because they were set up out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah. So he did. He went and got her gyros.
Oh, the one thing that I, in years past, would wait in line for, and still will once we get back to them, is the milkshake stand at the farm show.
I haven't had a milkshake.
Oh, those are good. They're good.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I talked to the farmers, the Farm Bureau, at, I don't know what time, you know, a month ago or so, we were talking about that. And man, they're good. I wait in line for those. I do. But we'll miss the farm show, fair, all of that this year. But yeah. So
Yes.
So how have
what a strange world.
I know, right? Right? I know.
Yeah.
That's what I was just talking to you off the air about talking to the hospital again, Dr. Love. Of course, very gracious with information and just a big reminder that, you know, we're not done yet. I mean, it's, you know, we may see low numbers in our county, but we're not done yet.
I know. And I feel so bad for the kids. I do. I feel so bad for the kids trying to go back to school and conduct a normal life. And what is normal? We don't even know what that is anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Well, feel bad for us parents, too, because... I have two that were like, okay, what? How do we do this? You know, if they go back, that's one thing. But then I feel bad for, you know, all of them. I mean, staff, teachers. That's what I was asking Dr. Love when we talked to him this week. You know, isn't that gathering? Because I don't know. It's the schools are in a tough position. It's nothing against the schools. The schools are, I think, in a very tough position.
Very, very tough. Very tough. And with what's going on down in Florida and, you know, the just skyrocketing because they got together too soon. It's and what a strange virus. It's awful. Awful, awful. But I keep hoping that somehow, well, we are going to get through it. It's just a matter of when.
Right.
So, yeah. So hopefully it's going to get better.
Yeah, hopefully. So let's end on a good note. Tell me something good about your day. Since last time I talked to you, tell me something good.
Tell you something good.
Tell me something. I do this at my dinner table every now and then. You know, so if like the conversation gets low, and, you know, I got two teenage kids, right? So when that conversation gets low, I'm like, okay, we're going to do a round around this table. Tell me something good.
Something good is, family. There's nothing. My family is healthy at this point, and so that's the best thing that I could ask for. Our little baby down in Virginia, spending that entire week with him, all it does is make me miss him 40,000 times more because he's not here, but he's doing amazing with his eye gaze therapy, and so that's the best news. And my grandson Colton, who's now 16 and driving, is also a nice young man who cares deeply for others. In fact, when my daughter came home, he did get to look at my daughter and the baby from a distance, but he came right out and said to her, I can't be around you, Aunt Jessie, because I've been around some of my friends. So
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thankful for all those good things.
Well, good. Well,
and
good.
I did buy myself a little weed whacker. I was thrilled with that.
Hey, it's a little things, right? It's a little things.
Right.
Is it
right.
Weed whacker, so, is it battery or is it electric?
It's battery.
Oh, those are good. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so in some of the places where they didn't weed whack, I can come out and just weed whack my heart out. So, and there's something very gratifying about that.
There is. I love yard work. And I mean, sometimes I don't like doing it. But yeah, when you're done, it's like, wow, this looks nice here. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. All right, Kathy, thank you so much for chatting. My good news, I guess, I don't know if you knew my dog was sick for a little bit. She's doing fine, doing better. And
that is very good news.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. So, we'll talk to you soon. I, you know, days go by, weeks go by, and I think, oh, I haven't talked to Kathy. So,
right. And I do miss being in there with everyone. Still working, but not in my office.
Well, same here. So I haven't seen. I'll go in for a couple of days next week to cover for someone, but other than that, yeah, working remotely, so a lot of people still are. But, well, Kathy, thank you so much. Of course, Coffee with Kate, I know you have your coffee right beside you. And
I do, my Niggly's coffee, yes.
I know it. Take care, Kathy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Tracy, thanks so much. Everyone stay well.